the St. Clair County Board of Commissioners met last night, as many of you may know, because many of you may have been there. It was a well-attended meeting. Georgia Baldwin is the, I forgot what district.
District 2.
I was going to say second, and then I struggled for a second. District County Commissioner, good morning.
Good morning.
What does it take to get a big crowd at a county commission meeting, a rally like this? You had several people there basically pushing for gun rights, right?
We did. So we there were probably, I would say, about 200 people. For the most part, it was a very well-organized, well-behaved crowd. I mean, for such a passionate, emotional issue that means a lot to a lot of people, I think for the most part, people were respectful of one another. I mean, you always have a couple in a crowd. And there were a handful of people there, too, who are kind of disappointed that we even looked at the resolution and adopted the resolution, because they feel like it was a distraction to the County Board of Commissioners, that we have other work to do, and this isn't really in our wheelhouse. And so we heard from both sides.
For anybody that not up to speed on what this issue is, just kind of give us the real quick background on this resolution that you actually adopted at your last meeting.
We did. So sometime in the beginning of January, Bill Kratop was approached by Representative Gary Eisen and wanted to talk about adopting a resolution. So generally, things like this would come to committee because we talk about it, and then it would go to full board for final action. Now, that doesn't have to happen that way. Mm-hmm. There are lots of issues that we take final action on in committee. But generally, there's some kind of conversation. When you look at all of the things on our agenda, even that we approved last night, have been through probably 3 or 4 meetings, because that's just how we conduct business. We don't just have something pushed in front of us and approve it. You know, there is a backstory to all of it. And I think it's probably our responsibility to do so, to look into things. So when I first saw it, my understanding was that it was going to be on the agenda on the full meeting in January. And I, along with some of the other commissioners, had some questions. Like, so what, the word sanctuary comes up. And sanctuary, we've all heard, you know, it's a safe place. And, mm-hmm. and way back in history, it was somewhere that you could go to be protected from certain things. I wasn't sure, though, if we put that into a resolution form, what I was really saying with that message. So does that mean that should our state reps or our senators fail and, you know, and bills get passed that take away some of the rights within the Second Amendment, that we would not enforce those things? Because I don't feel like that's something legal. Mm-hmm. I think there are things that we can do to support issues that are important to all of us. You know, I parts of the Second Amendment and how it's done are very important to me personally. I know they're important to people within the Second District that I represent. But at my level of government, I don't really have the power or authority to make changes to that, besides being a support to, or a middleman. So if the district comes to us and says, here's what we really want you to help us with, because maybe we can speak to our state reps, but so can anybody, any citizen, right?
True.
So, you know, we start kind of talking about, well, what really then is the end goal? Why are counties being asked to adopt these resolutions? Because the proponents of these resolutions will also tell you that we know they're not legally binding. We just want you, and there was a woman who was very well-spoken. She told a story last night that still kind of gives me chills, and why she is now a CPL instructor and what led her to being a victim of violence and what led her to that. I think she's probably representative more of the bulk of your gun owners, responsible gun owners. Yep. They want clear and concise laws. They want, you know, equitable enforcement of the rights that they are guaranteed under the Second Amendment. Mm-hmm. And so when you listen to those stories, then yes, that's something that I can get behind. When you start to go real far right or left, I think the narrative changes in a way that makes both sides very uncomfortable.
Sure.
Because no one really knows then what we're promising. So if we adopted a resolution that talks about sanctuary, talks about withholding resources from our prosecutor or our sheriff, first of all, again, not legally enforceable or legally binding, but then, you know, I kind of feel like it's disingenuous and I'm making a false promise to people saying that I can do something that I can't. I'm not in the seat that can change a law.
Right.
I'm not in the seat that can propose a bill. I can attend hearings. I can use my voice. I don't get a vote there. I get a vote to put the person into office who maybe sees things the way that I like to see them. But this really is in the hands of our state reps and our senators to make sure that if people like the way the Second Amendment is written now and they don't want to see changes to it, That's the word last night was used, the political battlefield.
Mm-hmm.
It's in Lansing.
Right.
It's not in these counties. But, you know, like the first woman, one of the first women who spoke, who said, this is, you know, we just want to feel that we feel like this resolution tells us that you hear us, you know, then I take that to heart too.
Yeah.
And equally though, to the people who say, why are you even looking into this?
Right.
You need to make sure that our landfill is operating, that our library has the resources it needs. I don't really care what your stance is on gun control. And I hear from both, and we represent both sides of that. So it was an interesting meeting. There were, it was very well organized, for the most part, respectful. And there were some clear demands. They used the word demand. A couple of the people who spoke, demands on what they'd like to see us do next. I think that we're comfortable with where the resolution is. We kind of are following suit with the state. The proposed House bill that Gary Eisen gave us before our meeting on February 6th, mm-hmm. where we adopted the
right.
resolution, his doesn't include the word sanctuary either. So it's really a statement saying we've taken an oath to protect the rights given by the Constitution, and we will continue to do so. And that means all of them. So last night, when you had people who were speaking in opposition to the resolution, mm-hmm. they're protected too, right? That's the First Amendment.
That's the First Amendment,
They're allowed to have that opinion.
Exactly.
So everyone who stood up last night, I think we made sure no one was cut off. Yeah, there may have been a couple of people who even went over the 3 minutes. But for the most part, I think it was good for us to hear. I know that in between when we first saw that and when we adopted the resolution that we did on February 6th, that we did a lot of research, like we do on whether it's a phone system or a resolution. We look into it. We talk to the people who are in charge of making things happen.
Right.
So we met with the prosecutor. We met with the sheriff. We met with Casey with the Michigan Open Carry. We met with Representative Eisen. And so we wanted to understand what was really being asked of us.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we did that. And I think that anyone who wants the process to be protected would hope that we wouldn't just rubber stamp things that come before us because it's important to somebody, that I still have to understand it.
Yeah.
I have to understand what we're doing and what message we're really sending. There was some question about why it was pulled off, and there was some confusion thinking mm-hmm. that meant it was deleted. So I can tell you my personal understanding was it's going to go on the agenda. We've got some questions. Let's pull it off the agenda and talk about it first.
We're not doing this.
It still ended up on the agenda, so we had to delete it, which is the proper procedure to do so. Then, as we talked about it more, and really, again, back to what's the end game here, you know, when we're talking about Representative Eisen, he wanted to be able to say, the people I represent feel like the Second Amendment, protecting the Second Amendment, is important.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go back even further in history, and I guess the county board used to adopt resolutions constantly about, pulling the troops out of Iraq. Things
sure.
that, you know, if this doesn't apply to a county board, that for sure does not. And so that it kind of switched to, we adopt resolutions that have to do with county business. We'll do letters of support for things that, don't. And so I know that at one point, it was Bill Graytop who was speaking to somebody, and he was talking about, you know, resolutions need to be unanimous. I know what he was saying, that when you have a resolution, you like it to be unanimous, right? If you need to show
right.
a proponent, like we're on board, you want a unanimous vote.
Yes. Okay?
Now, it doesn't have to be unanimous. It just has to pass by the majority. But if you're trying to make an argument, then you want it to be as strong as possible.
Sure.
You want as many signatures on that as possible. So I could give you a resolution that's got 5 yeas and 2 nays, or I can give you a letter that has 5 yeas.
Yeah.
Because the letter of support is only signed then by the people who believe in it. And so we went the letter route.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that was kind of the, if I'm looking for support, I don't really want to talk about the non-support. I want to strengthen my argument. And then, you know, as we talked more, and then we got back together with Representative Eisen, and it was important to him. And so we try to work with our legislators. Mm-hmm. I think that's how things get done. I think there's a give and take to things. I think that when someone is passionate and they feel like they need your help and support, if you're able to do so, then you should. And there are times that you just work together. And this is one of those times. But again, you know, back to, we just don't want someone to take this as it's really kind of a statement of where we, you know, we've taken an oath to protect and to uphold the county laws, state laws, federal laws.
Yep.
And that's important to all of us, all seven members, whether you're a yay or nay vote on it, is important to all of us.
This resolution seems to have gone before every county board of commissioners in the country. I mean, there are other counties nearby here in Michigan, but in other states, too, that are dealing with the same wording, the same resolution. And I think that's because the gun lobby wants to have, you know, as much support from the county level of government, not states. But from citizens at the local level saying, here's what we believe in. Here's what we feel strongly about. But not every county is adopting the sanctuary part of it. A lot of them, as St. Clair did, have eliminated the sanctuary part, I think.
Correct. Because, again, none of us are comfortable sending a mixed message or to give anyone the impression that should the law change, again, because something failed on the state level, that if you come to St. Clair County, we're going to ignore parts of the Constitution. We can't.
Yeah.
We can't. So what we have to do is make sure that we're staying on top of things that are important to us and testifying at hearings and making sure that your rights are protected. And so those are absolutely things that we can do. And there are, you know, the Michigan Association of Counties, the Michigan Township Association, the Michigan Municipal League, they all do a great job of keeping all of us informed of what bills are being proposed, what's being talked about in the House, when these things are coming up. And I think Representative Eisen, this is an issue that's very close to him.
Yep.
He's going to let us know. That's where these things, I think, where you can affect change.
Yeah.
With the resolution, can you or can't you? I think most of even the proponents of it are pretty realistic about what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I'm not putting words in people's mouth, but when you hear somebody say, "We know this isn't legally binding," that came out of a proponent's mouth, not mine. We know it's not legally binding. Then it does beg the question to opponents to say, well, then why are you doing it in the first place?
Right.
You know? And so we just really are trying to listen to all sides and research and then see, you know, what we can do and where we stand.
It's a huge issue. It's a very important issue to everybody in a lot of different ways for a lot of different reasons.
Very much, very much. And so you see, and again, I go back to, you have gun collectors.
Yep.
You have people who do it for safety. You have people who do it for sport. That's the core. That's the bulk. The majority of people who own guns do it responsibly.
Absolutely.
And again, they're okay with clear, concise, equitable rules that allow them their rights. Most people are okay with a process to have those things. But when you start to add the fear, when you look at what's happening in Virginia, or you pull stories from like a worst case scenario and use that to the what if.
Yeah.
And things can kind of get blown out of proportion. Like, what are we really talking about? And that's one of the things I asked Gary Eisen. I said, so what are the bills that we're talking about? Yeah. Has something been, is there something kind of ready to go?
Right.
So if this switches over to a Democratic hold, is there something just waiting in the wings to be pushed through?
Well,
you know, what does it look like? What do they really say?
Yeah. And that's the other thing, the fuel thrown onto the fire is this is an election year when a lot of people are saying a lot of things about a lot of important issues. And if gun control is an important issue, you're going to have two sides of this story. Both of them, you know, maybe speaking some hyperbole. Well, we're going to get rid of all the guns, or, well, we're going to make sure that everybody has guns. And it does, you know, get people's dander up a little bit.
It does. It does. And I think it's important to pay attention to whatever cause is important to you. And I think it's important to research it and to understand it and to stand up and use your voice. So I have a ton of respect for people who choose to do that. But it needs to be fact-based. And right now, I don't know what we're fighting except a what if it happens. You know, because I've not seen the language.
Right.
I know that there are parts of what's happening in Virginia that I wouldn't necessarily be supportive of. But again, I don't currently in my seat have that vote to make it happen or make it not happen. So I think where this needs to be handled directly is in Lansing. And I think that if any citizen has a question or concern and they want to go the route through their county commissioner to maybe be that resource or that liaison to their state rep, absolutely. That's what we're here for. But as far as having the authority to do something, you know, I have the same authority as anybody else to contact our state rep and say, vote yay or nay.
Well, it's a great civics lesson. I mean, we kind of saw that all in process last night. You had all these people exercising their First Amendment right to protect their Second Amendment rights and, you know, kind of watching it all play out at the local level. So,
correct.
There
yes.
you go.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about.
It is.
It's why you do this, right?
It's why I do it. Absolutely. That and, you know, like Council on Aging and a library.
Sure.
And all those other fun
I should ask, was there any other business before the board last night besides the folks that came to speak?
Oh, you know, only 26 other items. But yeah, we, you know, mostly things that have just we've been working on. And so it's the beginning of the year. So now it's all the contract approval. So things that got worked out at the end of last year, built into the budget. And now it's time to actually execute those contracts. Mm-hmm. So things with contracts with the Sanborn Gratiot Memorial Home, the Public Guardian's Office, you know, a couple of changes that way. But it was just kind of the final action on those things to say we're still moving forward and there's lots happening and in St. Clair County, lots of great things.
Absolutely.
Lots
and the year is just getting started.
It is, right? It's fun almost stuff. March, though.
I know. I'm ready. Days are getting longer. A little more sunshine.
A little more sunshine.
All right, Georgia. Thanks for coming. I appreciate
Thanks,
it.
Paul.